Good morning, brother and sister and friend.
弟兄姐妹朋友们早安。
If you look at your bulletin today,
如果大家看今天的报告单，
if you actually were paying attention to it,
如果你有仔细看的话，
you will see that Pastor Alex is scheduled to preach next week.
我们会看到刘长老下周要证道了。
And you must wonder to yourself,
你可能会想，
Isn't he going to have surgery on the 21st?
他不是21号就要动手术了吗？
That's Tuesday.
那是星期二。
So he's going to come back and preach to us after his brain surgery.
然后他动开颅手术之后就要来向我们证道了吗？
You guys have a lot of faith.
大家的信心都很强。
No.
不是的。
That's kind of foolish.
那样子不大可能。
So if you don't know, Pastor Alex is not going to have his surgery next Tuesday.
如果你还不知道的话，我们有好消息，刘长老下周不要动手术。
Because God hears our prayer.
因为神听我们的祷告。
And what's amazing is when God answers His prayer, He answers so specifically, and He answers them out of our expectation, actually.
特别奇妙的是当神听我们的祷告，他应允我们祷告的时候，是那么的特别，有的时候都出乎我们的意料。
So he's not having his surgery next Tuesday.
所以下周二，刘长老不必要进行手术。
Because his cancer did not progress.
因为他的脑瘤并没有继续的扩散。
And the doctor and all the hospital staff, and they themselves feel there's no longer an urgency to have an open brain surgery.
所以医生、护士、各位专家和他们家人都认为现在没有这样紧急的、迫切的需要要进行手术。
That's an answered prayer, isn't it?
这是神应允我们的祷告。
But God answers prayer unexpectedly too.
但是神呢，他应允祷告的方式有的时候也很出人意料。
Because while there's no urgency anymore, and everybody just breathe, you know, Beck says, breathe.
Take a deep breath.
Oh, she was able to take a deep breath, a sigh of relief.
是的，所以现在并没有这样迫切的要动手术的需要，所以像师母说的，她可以终于可以喘一口气，深呼吸一下。
Life will go on as usual.
然后我们就继续的啊生活。
But the cancer is still there.
但是呢，这个癌症还在刘长老的身上。
The cancer cell's still in there.
癌细胞还在他的脑子里。
So what does that mean?
那么这意味着什么呢？
I'll let him tell you what it means.
那请刘长老自己分析。
Not right now. I'm sure he will share with you what it means.
不是现在，但是我相信他很乐意与大家分享。
But he's finding out what it means.
但他自己也正在学习，正在发现这意味着什么。
I'm finding out what it means.
范长老也在。
And you all will be finding out what it means, not just for him, but for you.
我们每一个人也从这件事情当中得到成长和学习。
God's hand is in it.
神的手在动工。
God's hand is in control.
神的手在掌权。
And he wants us to see him work.
他也乐意让我们看到他是如何动工的。
So we'll be all very glad to hear him preach next week.
我们都特别的盼望着听到刘长老下主日的证道。
And that also means God wants us to continue to pray.
那也就意味着神要我们每一个人都继续为刘长老祷告。
And he will continue to hear our prayers, answer our prayers, and he will continue to show us his work.
神也必然要继续的垂听，继续的应允我们的祷告，也让我们看到他的奇妙大
能。So it's not a mistake.
所以这并不是一个错误。
Praise the Lord for that.
我们为此向神献上感谢。
We're going to continue on our series on meeting Jesus today.
今天我们要继续我们的遇见耶稣正道系列。
And today we're going to talk about meeting Jesus by the well.
今天我们要谈到在井旁遇见耶稣。
This passage is from John chapter 4.
这段经文记载在约翰福音第四章。
It is actually, for many of you, I know a familiar story.
我相信对在座的许多人来说，这是一个非常熟悉的故事。
Especially if you grow up in church, you have heard this in children's Sunday school.
如果你在教会长大的话，在儿童主日学就应当已经听到这个故事了。
If you've been a Christian for some years, and I know you've read through the book of Gospel of John,
如果你已经是多年的基督徒了，我也相信你已经读过约翰福音。
You know the story about the Samaritan woman by the well who met Jesus.
你一定听说过这个撒玛利亚妇人，她在井旁遇见耶稣。
It's actually a very straightforward message.
这是一个很简单直白的故事。
It's actually a pretty simple story.
挺简单的。
And when you read it, you enjoy the narrative.
当你读的时候，你肯定对这个叙事觉得这是一个挺好的故事。
And I'm not here to add any additional information really to the story for you.
所以今天我并不是要跟大家说有什么特别的其他额外的信息。
But I want us to be able to go to God's word.
但我盼望大家能够来到神的道中。
And be able to see through this very simple story.
让我们能够更深的理解这个很简单的故事。
And to see the love that God has for us.
让我们能够透过这个故事看到神对我们的爱。
And to gain a that much more deeper understanding and appreciation of the spiritual truth that it has for us.
让我们能够更深的理解，也更多的珍惜这里面的属灵的真相。
Now for many of you, this is, like I said, a familiar story.
这是一个众所周知的故事。
But I also know that there are those of us who are not as familiar with the Bible.
但是我们当中也有一些人对圣经并不是特别的熟悉。
So for their sake, let's just go ahead and quickly review what this story is about.
所以因着他们的关系，我们就很快的来回顾一下这个故事讲的是什么。
Introduce the story to those who don't know it, and for those of us who know it, to start to look into it and start to observe some of the details that might have escaped our notice.
如果你没有听过这个故事，你可以了解这故事讲的是什么。如果你看过，让我们就更注意一些细节，也许我们会有新的观察和发现。
We know in essence, this is a story about Jesus talking to an unbelieving woman.
所以这个故事基本上讲的是耶稣对一个不信主的妇人讲话。
We also know that this woman is actually, we might say she is an outcast.
我们也知道这个妇人可以说是一个被社会排斥的边缘人。
We can also see that this woman is a rather immoral woman.
我们也可以看到这个妇人不是很有道德。
But we also see how Jesus reached out to her and that she came to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
但我们也看到耶稣如何对她说话，然后她如何因着耶稣得救。
And how the salvation of Jesus did not only come alive in her,but also to her village.
并且我们看到耶稣的救恩不但临到这个妇人自己，也临到了她城中的许多人。
I think we need to be reminded that the book of John, the gospel of John, has one purpose.
我想提醒大家，约翰福音有一个目的。
And John tells us that himself in chapter 20, verse 31.
约翰在约翰福音第二十章三十一节这样告诉我们。
So he says that,These things are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name.
约翰福音二十章三十一节讲到，但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
So this passage about the Samaritan woman and her conversion.Is really a secondary to the purpose of John, which is to introduce Christ to us.
所以我们可以把这个撒玛利亚妇人和她归向主的这个故事呢，这是次要的一点。这段经文主要的目的还是要向我们介绍主耶稣是谁。
As we go through the story, this story, the true story.The occurrence of this event is for us to come to know who Jesus is and that He is the Christ and that He is our Savior.
所以这个故事的意义呢，首要的意义还是在于耶稣基督是谁，他是我们的救主。
He is the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
He is the one who is able
他是有能力的。
And it is for us this morning to turn our focus to Jesus.
所以今天早上，让我们都转眼注目在耶稣的身上。
So if you have your Bible, please turn to John chapter 4.
请大家翻到圣经的约翰福音第四章。
Verse 1 it says, Now when Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus was making and baptizing more disciples than John, although he himself did not baptize but only his disciples, he left Judea and departed again for Galilee.
主知道法利赛人听见他收门徒施洗比约翰还多，其实不是耶稣亲自施洗，乃是他的门徒施洗，他就离了犹太，又往加利利去。
In the beginning of Jesus' ministry,
在耶稣传道的事工的开始，
He went to Jerusalem.
他去了耶路撒冷。
And you recall that he entered the temple.
你记得他进入圣殿。
And he saw the people doing business there.
他看到许多人在那做生意。
And he was upset.
他就生气了。
And he chased those merchants out of the temple and said,This is my father's house.
他就把那些生意人从圣殿中赶出去，他说，这是我父的圣殿。
And you have made this into a place of business.
你却把这成为了做买卖的地方。
So he made a scene at the beginning of his ministry.
所以在他布道的开始，他其实made a scene. 做了。
就是好像很轰动，让人家看得见的，很明显的。一个很大的一个举动。And so people start to look at him and say, Who are you to do these things? And who are you to say these things?
所以人们就注意到他，这是谁呢？他怎么能行这样的事呢？
And the leaders, the religious leaders and the leaders of the society actually criticized him and disparaged him and began to want to oust him and oppose him.
所以当时的宗教领袖呢，就开始批评他，然后开始排斥他，想要把他从当地的社区要赶出去。
After a brief stay in Jerusalem, he is now on his way back towards Galilee.
在他在耶路撒冷布道一段时间后，他要回到加利利去。
When we understand the geographical and historical background of the scripture,It will help us understand some of the intricacies and the deeper meaning of the word.
当我们对圣经所记载的故事的当时的地理和历史背景有更多的了解的话，我们就可以更体会到经文中的深意。
But this is not a geography or history class.
但是我们今天不是要上地理或历史课。
So we're not going to go into the full detail, but we like to know a little bit more to help us appreciate the story.
所以我们不会很详细的介绍当时的地理历史，但是我们也要多了解一点，让我们更深的理解这个故事。
Jerusalem is in the southern part of the region.
耶路撒冷在当地的南部。
Galilee is in the northern region.
加利利在北部。
There is about 70 miles of distance, straight line distance between them.
两个地方的直线距离大概是70
miles. Between Jerusalem and Galilee, there is a region called Samaria.
在加利利和耶路撒冷的当中有一个地方称作撒玛利亚。
So he left Judea, which is where Jerusalem is at. He is heading towards Galilee.
所以当他离开犹太，也就是耶路撒冷所在的地方，他要往加利利去。
Verse 4 says, Then he had to pass through Samaria.
第四节讲到必须经过撒玛利亚。
You know, this is actually very interesting.
这其实蛮有意思的。
Here's Jerusalem, here's Galilee, here's Samaria, so he must go through Samaria.
我们知道耶路撒冷在南部，加利利在北部，所以要去加利利必须经过撒玛利亚。
But actually, that is not the only path of travel from Jerusalem to Galilee.
然而实际上这并不是从 耶路撒冷通往加利利的唯一一条道路。
For the Jews at the time,
对当时的犹太人来说，
they have no dealings with the Samaritans.
他们与撒玛利亚人没有来往。
They discriminate against the Samaritans.
他们歧视撒玛利亚人。
They look down upon them.
他们看不起撒玛利亚人。
And they do not want to associate themselves with the Samaritans.
他们不愿意跟撒玛利亚人有任何的关系。
And for the very religious and orthodox Jews,
如果是一位特别的宗教特别的宗教性的特别的正统的犹太人。
They don't want to talk to the Samaritans.
他们不愿意跟撒玛利亚人说话。
They don't want to be seen in the presence of another Samaritan.
他们也不希望人家看到他们与撒玛利亚人在一起。
They don't want to walk through the land of the Samaritans.
他们甚至不愿意走过撒玛利亚的地图。
Because to them, that's defilement.
因为对他们来说，那是受到玷污了。
To them, that makes them dirty.
那使得他们肮脏。
To them, that makes them unholy.
使他们不圣洁。
And so, actually, for most of the Jews, or these so-called Orthodox or pious Jews,
所以对特别虔诚或者特别正统的犹太人来说
they will not go through Samaria to Galilee.
他们不要经过撒玛利亚去加利利。
They want to go west to the plain. They turn west, and then they go to the plain, and they go up.Towards Galilee.
他们愿意往西边经过平原，然后在北上去加利利。
Or they will go east and cross the river Jordan around Samaria and then cross the Jordan back into Galilee.
或者他们会往西走，越跨过约旦河，然后北上，然后再跨过约旦河，然后到达加利利。
These paths are longer.
这些旅途更长。
But they're actually flatter terrain and easier to travel.
但是呢，这个旅途呢更平坦，更容易来经过这一段旅途。
The straight line path from Jerusalem to Galilee through Samaria is through the hill country.
从耶路撒冷往加利利的直线，经过撒玛利亚的直线的旅途，其实呢是经过山地更加崎岖。
You're actually traveling on the ridge of the hill, so you're going up and down, hiking.
所以你其实要翻山越岭才能够到达加利利。
So we'll come back to this. So in a sense, Jesus did not have to go through Samaria.
所以从某种意义上来说，耶稣并不必要经过撒玛利亚。
And so we'll come back and look at why Scripture tells us he had to go back.
我们待会儿
he had to go through.
回来再看看为什么他说他必须经过撒玛利亚呢？
Verse 5, so he came to a town of Samaria called Sychar.
第五节说到，于是他到了撒玛利亚的一座城，名叫叙加。
Near the field that Jacob had given to his son Joseph, and Jacob's well was there. So Jesus, wearied as he was from his journey,was sitting beside the well. It was about the sixth hour.
靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地，在那里有雅各井。耶稣因走路困乏，就坐在井旁。那时约有午正。
From Jerusalem to Sychar probably is about 20 to 30 miles.
从耶路撒冷到叙加大概有二三十英里。
The sixth hour is noon.
所以英文讲到的第六个时辰其实就是午正。
Jesus traveled on foot.
耶稣是走路的。
He hiked the mountain range.
他翻山越岭。
20 miles.
走了二十英里。
That's got to be 6 to 8 hours.
大概要走六到八个小时。
And he is tired.
所以他困乏了。
He is thirsty.
渴了。
He is exhausted.
精疲力尽。
And so he sees this well by the road and he sat down.
所以他看到路旁有个井就坐下。
You know, when we read the scripture and we see these descriptions, there are simple words. He was weary and he sat down.
当我们读经文的时候，这是很简单直白的记叙。他走路困乏，坐在井旁。
If we don't understand the geography and the historical context, we don't appreciate what he was going through.
但是，若是我们不了解当时的地理历史背景，我们就不能够更深的理解这段经文的含义。
You've hiked?
你爬山了？
You've hiked for 3-4 hours?
你曾经也许走过三到四个小时的
山路。You've had the experience where you brought a bottle of water, you finished it in the first 15 minutes.
你有没有经历过你带了一瓶水前15分钟就把它喝完了。
And you're still hiking and you're just waiting to find some water source because you're so thirsty.
然后你继续赶路然后你就盼着能够找到有水源因为你好渴呀。
And when you can't find water, you're dying.
若是你找不到水的话你可能就有生命的危险。
And you're just waiting for another hiker to pass by and hopefully they have extra water for you.
你就盼着有另外一个人经过
You finish a couple hour hike, you go home and the first thing you want is to drink, to get a cold and refreshing water.
或者你走了三四个小时爬山回到家里你最想做的一件事就是喝一杯又冷又能够给你力量的水。
And that's what's happening to Jesus.
这就是耶稣所经历的。
He is a man.
他是一个人。
And he knows what a man goes through.
他知道人所经历的。
Remember that in the book of Hebrews it tells us that he is not a high priest who cannot sympathize.
记得在希伯来书讲到耶稣并不是那不能体恤我们的大祭司。
He is God, but he is also fully man.
他是神但同时他又是完全的人。
In his ministry on earth, whatever you and I go through in our life, physically, emotionally, it's the same thing that he goes through.
在他在地上的事工，当我们作为人所经历的，不管是身体上还是精神上、心理方面的困难和挑战，耶稣都经历过。
And here we see the beauty of his humanity.
在这里我们看到耶稣他美妙的神人性。
He walked, hiked for hours, and he became weary, and he needs a drink.
他走山路走了好几个小时，他困乏了，就坐在井旁想要喝水。
You know, the Samaritans are a unique group of people.
你们知道撒玛利亚人是一个很特别的民族。
They are basically a mixture of the Jewish people and of the Gentile people.
他们其实是犹太人和外邦人混交的结果。
Because they have mixed ancestry.
因为他们的祖先是混杂的。
And that is why to the Jews,They are looked down upon.
也是因着这个原因，犹太人看不起撒玛利亚人。
The Samaritans,
撒玛利亚人
are the descendants of the people from the Northern Kingdom in the Old Testament.
撒玛利亚人是在旧约里记载的北国子民的后裔。
And these Jewish people in the Northern Kingdom never, never followed the Lord God or was loyal to Him.
这些北国的犹太人，他们一直都是悖逆神，他们都没有顺从神。
Throughout their history, there is not one single king that lived a life that pleased God.
在他们的历史中，没有一位的王能够敬虔，能够敬拜神。
They know of the Lord Yahweh.
他们知道有耶和华这位神。
They know of the Ten Commandments from Moses.
他们也知道摩西传下来的十诫。
But they don't really follow the commandments of God.
但他们
nor do they honor Him.
并不遵从神的诫命，也不敬拜崇敬神。
They live a life that is the same as the Gentile and the godless people around them.
他们的生活就跟他们周遭的外邦人，那些不信神的人一样。
They focus on their personal gains and their selfish interests and never to the interest of God.
他们总是自私自利，他们从来不为神来敬拜或为神来着想。
And because of that, their nation was destroyed.
因此，他们的国灭亡了。
God sent the Assyrians in 722 BC to destroy them.
在公元722年，前722年， 神派亚述人毁灭了他们的国。
And when the Assyrians destroyed them, they removed a large portion of these Jewish people from the northern kingdom.
当亚述人灭了他们的国之后，把许多的犹太人掳掠了。
And they replaced the population with Gentiles from the other countries that Assyria had conquered.
然后呢，他们就把亚述人在其他的地方他们所掳来的外邦人放在了北国的地上。
And so the Samaritans as a people group,
所以呢，撒玛利亚人作为一个民族，
they're the descendants of godless Jews and of the intermarried, because of intermarriage between Jews and Gentiles.
所以呢，撒玛利亚人作为民族，他们呢，他们是谁的后裔呢？他们是一些不信主的犹太人和一些拜偶像的外邦人混交的后裔。
They have a religion which speaks of a God of Moses.
他们的宗教信仰里面有谈到摩西的神。
But they do not know of the prophets, and they do not know of the true religion that belongs to God, the Lord Yahweh.
但他们不晓得有先知，他们也不晓得属于神的那真的信仰。
They have a religious identity and affiliation, but that is not of the true religion of God.
他们有宗教方面的的认识、认知和自我认识，但是他们并没有真正的信仰。
When Jesus was in Jerusalem,
当耶稣在耶路撒冷的时候，
Jerusalem is under the control of the Jews.
耶路撒冷是犹太人控制的地方。
Jesus was a Jew himself.
耶稣本人也是犹太人。
But as he looked at Jerusalem, the supposedly a city of God, when he looks at the temple, which was built in honor of God,
但是当他在这个应该是属神的人的城市，应该是为神所建的圣殿的时候，
people, so-called the pure race, who are supposed to be people of God, yet they do not really know the heart of God.
他也看到这些所谓的纯正的犹太人，但是他们并不真正了解神的心意。
They have a religious belief that has been blinded by their own human interest and their selfishness and pride.
他们只有那样一种宗教信仰，而且那些宗教信仰呢，是沾染了人的自私自利和人的自大。
And he pains him when he sees them.
所以当耶稣看到这个现象的时候，就很痛心。
And he needs to declare the kingdom of God and the coming salvation that is through his death and resurrection.
所以他要宣告神的国，他要宣讲神的救恩，这是透过他在十字架上的受死。
Now as he leaves Jerusalem, knowing the spiritual condition of the people in Jerusalem,
他知道耶路撒冷的犹太人他们的属灵状况是怎么样。
He's traveling through Samaria.
然后他就穿过撒玛利亚，
and he sees this group of people,
也看到了当地的人民，
who are supposedly also from the lineage of the Jewish people.
他们也是从犹太人的祖先传下来的后裔。
And there's a form of religion that seems to know of God, but also is combined with all sorts of superstition and self-interest.
他也看到当地的人呢有对神有这样的宗教有一点点的意识，但同时呢，又有许多的迷信，还有许多的自私自利在里边。
It pains his heart to see people who are so far away from the heart of God.
对耶稣来讲，看到这些远离神的心意的人，他是非常痛心的。
And he knows that his purpose on earth was to accomplish the salvation.That come from God.
耶稣知道他降世为人的目的就是要成就神的救恩。
And he was not just weary from the physical travel.
所以他困乏，并不单单是因为他的身体上因为走那么多的路累了。
He has the weight of the souls of these people whom God loves on his heart and on his mind.
他的心灵也是很沉重的，因为他看到这些神所爱的这些人，但是他们有失丧的灵魂。
You know, this is why, brothers and sisters, it's interesting that Scripture tells us that he had to pass through Samaria.
所以弟兄姐妹，让我们再来看经文就很有意思了，说到他必须经过撒玛利亚。
Because we already said there are other paths, easier paths around Samaria.
因为我们讲到其实有别的路途可以去，要跨过撒玛，绕过撒玛利亚。
Around these people who do not know God, does not recognize God, actually prostituted themselves with other Gentiles.
可以绕过这一群不敬虔、不属神和其他的外邦人混杂在一起的人。
But it is almost as if Jesus had to go through Samaria because there are people there for him to save.
所以呢，这一节经文其实意思说，耶稣必须经过撒玛利亚，是因为当地有他需要救赎的人。
Verse 7, a woman from Samaria came to draw water, and so Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink."
第七节讲到，有一个撒玛利亚妇人来打水，耶稣对她说，请你给我水喝。
And verse 9, the Samaritan woman said to him, "Well, how is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a woman of Samaria?" Because the Jews had no dealings with Samaritans.
第九节，撒玛利亚的妇人对他说，你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。
The Samaritan woman met Jesus.
撒玛利亚妇人遇到了耶稣。
This Samaritan woman is so different from the paralytic and his friends that we saw last week.
这个撒玛利亚妇人跟我们上主日提到的摊子和他的朋友很不同。
That man who was paralyzed and his friends, they had faith. They want to see Jesus heal the paralyzed man. They want to see this God-man work.
摊子和他的朋友们其实有信心，他们想要看到神医治，想要看到神动工。
There's already a reason for them to see Jesus.
对他们来讲，要去见耶稣是有理由的。
They already have a level of faith that he is God and that he is able.
他们已经有一定程度的信心，知道他是神，他有能力。
And no matter what obstacles is preventing them, they overcome the obstacle and they got themselves in front of Jesus.
虽然对他们来讲有一些拦阻，但是他们排除了这些障碍，一定要见到耶稣。
This woman was not looking for Jesus.
但是这个妇人并没有在寻找耶稣。
This woman probably didn't even know of Jesus.
这个妇人也许甚至都不晓得耶稣是谁。
She probably have never heard of any of the things that Jesus had done in Jerusalem.
她有可能完全没有听过耶稣在撒玛利亚所行的神迹。
She's just going about her business and here's a stranger sitting there speaking to her.
他可能就是自管自己的事，然后碰到了这个陌生人对他讲话。
Can you imagine?
想象一下。
Jesus sitting there.
耶稣坐在那里。
She's ignoring him.
这个妇人不理他。
She's over here drawing the water out of the well.
他在那里从井里打水。
Jesus says, "Can you give me a drink?"
耶稣对他说，请你给我水喝。
She looked at him.
他看看他。
Didn't pay much attention.
不在意。
But she sees this is a Jewish man.
她就看到，哎，这是一个犹太人。
She looked at him and she probably turned away, wasn't even addressing him. Keep carrying her bucket, or I don't know, she's carrying her water, and she just says, "Why are you even talking to me? You're a Jew."
也许她就是继续拎着她的水桶就走开。你为什么要跟我讲话呢？你是犹太人。
She's paying attention to her own life.
她管自己的事。
She's paying attention to her own needs.
自己的需要。
She couldn't be bothered with this stranger.
她跟这个陌生人没有关系。
You know, there are those of us who came to know Jesus because we had a need.
我们当中有些人来到耶稣面前，因为我们有需要。
People tell us, "Come to church and you can have eternal life."
有人对他讲，来教会吧，你就可以有永生。
People tell us that Jesus is the answer and he will heal you of your illnesses.
有人对他说，耶稣就是答案，他要医治你的疾病。
People say Jesus is the real God. Forget all those idols you worship. Come to worship Jesus and you will be blessed.
有人说，耶稣是真神，你要远离偶像。
So we say, "Well, I want to know. I want to find out who this Jesus is. Let me go to church. Let me go to Bible study. Let me talk to my Christian friends. I want to find God."
然后呢，你就来到教会，我想要参加主日学，想要跟基督徒讨论，因为我想要找寻找寻见神。
Yes.There are people like that.
是的，有人是这样的。
You know, there are people occasionally would say, hey, I've been searching for salvation, and I want to know more about Jesus and the Bible. Please tell me more about it.
有人说，我一直在寻找救恩，我想要更多的了解圣经，请你对我多说一点圣经的事。但更有可能的是，
people are living about their lives.
大家都是自顾自的过生活。
We were not looking for Jesus.
我们没有要寻找耶稣。
And even just this morning, I heard a brother share with me.
今天早上有弟兄与我分享。
For whatever reason, we came from China to visit America.
我们因着某种原因从中国来到美国。
Family is here. We came to visit. We were thinking just to be here for a few months.
我们有亲戚在这边，我们可能要来这里住个把月。
But perchance we came to church.
但是很偶然的，我们来到了教会。
And in the church, we found God.
但在教会里我们找到了神。
And we feel like China is no longer my home, but here where the church is in America is where God has brought us here because this is home.
他们觉得忽然觉得中国不再是自己的故乡了，反而是在这里我们遇到神的教会，这是我们真的家。
More often than not, we were not looking for Jesus.
常常我们并没有刻意的要去寻找耶稣。
I know many of us are immigrants or children of immigrants.
我知道在座的很多是移民或者移民的孩子。
I can't say that I know of anyone who says, I came to America to find Jesus.
我不觉得我曾经碰到任何人说，我来美国就是为了找寻耶稣。
No, I come here for my children.
我来这里是为了孩子。
I come here for my own future.
为了自己的将来。
I come here for my studies.
为了学习。
I come here for security.
更安全。
I come here for freedom.
自由。
I come here for the American dream.
为了美国梦。
Which means make ton and ton of money.
也就是要赚大钱。
Nobody came to America to find Jesus.
没有人来美国就是为了找耶稣。
That's what this woman is doing.
这也是撒玛利亚人所做的。
Now Jesus does come to our life.
但耶稣的确临到我们的生命中。
The gospel of God come to our life.
神的福音临到我们的生命
中。For whatever reason, you're brought into the church.
不管为了什么原因，今天你来到教会。
For whatever reason, one of your family member, your children, your parents, your brother or sister became a Christian. They're now inviting you to church.
因为某种原因，你的亲人成为基督徒，今天他就带你来教会。
And you hear God calling out to you.
你听到神对你的呼召。
Hey, you're in my house.
你在我的殿中。
Hey, I love you.
我爱你。
Hey, I have a plan for you.
我对你有一个计划。
You didn't know what life is about, but I am the meaning of life.
你不晓得生命的意义。
And how often do we respond the same way as this Samaritan woman?
我们是不是也常常像这个撒玛利亚人一样回应呢？
You're an American God.
你是美国人的神。
Oh, Americans believe in Jesus.
美国人相信耶稣。
Chinese, you know, does not believe in Jesus because we want a Chinese God.
我们中国人不相信耶稣，我们需要一个华人的神。
That's what the Samaritan woman was doing.
撒玛利亚妇人也是这样。
I'm a Samaritan.
我是撒玛利亚人。
You're a Jew.
你是犹太人。
Why are you even bothering with me?
你干嘛跟我说话？
This reminds me of something that I think is really laughable.
这让我想到一件很可笑的事。
For a long time in history,
在历史的长河中
the Western culture have whitewashed Jesus.
西方的文化让耶稣变成白人的神。
All the paintings and pictures of Jesus look like a white person.
我们看耶稣的画像就像是一位白人。
Blonde hair, blue eyes, fair skin.
金发碧眼白皮肤
The most beautiful white guy that you can see.
能想象到的最俊美的白人。
And so people think that Jesus is a white man.
所以人们认为耶稣是一位白人。
Now, that helps white people believe in Jesus.
这对白人来相信耶稣是有帮助的。
But it's not going to help the black man.
但对黑人没有帮助。
Or the Asian man.
或者亚裔。
And so some people decided to paint Jesus as a black man.
所以现在也有人呢把耶稣画成黑人。
You cannot tell a black person, here's a white Jesus, he's your God. No, they don't like that.
你不好对一个黑人说，你看这有一位白人的神，你要来敬拜他。
Because he's not the same as me.
Well, 他跟我长得不一样。
So, but if he looks like a black man, I love my Jesus.
但如果耶稣是黑人的话，那我可以来信他，爱他。
I have not seen anyone paint Jesus as a Chinese man yet.
但是我还没有看到有人把耶稣画成亚裔的样子。
But I'm not surprised that some messed up church hangs a picture of Jesus who looked just like a Chinese man.
但是我也可以想象，可能有这么个教会把耶稣画成华人的样子。
I mean, if you have a choice to follow a God, do you want to follow someone who looks like you or someone who doesn't look like you?
如果你有选择的话，你是想要跟随一位像你一样的神呢，还是长得不像你的神呢？
I've tried to share the gospel with my family members in Taiwan.
我试图向我在台湾的家人传福音。
And many of them tell me.
许多他们中许多人告诉我
，Because you're in America，
你在美国
，Because you're not an American，
你现在是美国人了
，So of course you're a Christian，
所以当然你就是基督徒了。
We're not going to be Christians，
我们不会成为基督徒
，Because we're not Westerners，
因为我们不是西方人。
That's their ignorance，
这是他们的无知。
I've heard this comment from people from anywhere. It doesn't have to be from Taiwan. It could be from China. It could be just anywhere else but North America.
这样的评论呢，我也常常听到，从不但是台湾或者中国大陆或者是北美以外的任何地方。
Because my culture, because my upbringing, we have an idea of God.
因为我的文化，我的背景，我们
知道神。To my culture and to my upbringing and my identity, I'm not going to accept something that is American.
所以因着我的文化，我的背景，我们的历史，我才不要接受一个美国人的神。
Fact is, brothers and sisters and friends,
弟兄姐妹朋友们，事实是
Jesus is not white.
耶稣不是白人。
He's definitely not black.
也肯定不是黑人。
And he's not Asian looking.
他肯定也不长得像中国人。
He was a Jew.
他是犹太人。
Maybe you have a hard time following a Jewish God.
可能我们不能够跟随一个犹太人的神。
In his humanity, he was a Jew.
在他的人性中。在他做人的时候，他是一个犹太人。
But in his deity, he is the God of creation.
但是他又是充满了神性，他
是创造万物的神。When God looks at you and I,
当神看你我的时候
，He sees His beloved creation, His children that He loves.
他看到他创造的，他所深爱的孩子。
Human beings have color and languages and national ethnicities.
人。都有自己的肤色，有不同的语言和不同的国籍。
And we tend to separate ourselves because of these differences.
因着这些的不同，我们跟其他人隔离。
But God does not see that.
但神没有看到这些。
Jesus, even in his humanity, breaks this mold.
甚至在耶稣降世为人的时候，他就打破了这个模式。
He, as a Jew, passed through Samaria.
作为一个犹太人，
他经过。A place where other Jews will see as a defilement.
他就经过撒玛利亚，这是一个其他犹太人认为是被玷污的土地。
He broke this boundary so that he would come into Samaria and he would speak to a Samaritan woman.
所以他打破了这个界限，他经过撒玛利亚人，所以他可以跟这个撒玛利亚妇人讲话。
God wants to tell you that you belong to Him and that He loves you.
神要告诉你，你属他，他爱你。
He's crossing the boundary to let you know that He's your creator.
他打破界限，要告诉你他是你的创造者。
He crosses that boundary to let you know that your sin can be forgiven if you place your trust in Him.
他打破疆域，要告诉你你的罪可以得赦免，如果你能够信靠他的话。
But too often, our field of view is too human.
但常常我们的视野受到人的局限。
What do you have to do with me?
你跟我有什么关系？
Why are you even trying to communicate with me?
你为什么试图要跟我交流呢？
So Jesus said to the woman in verse 10, If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, give me a drink,You would have asked him, and he would have given you a living water.
在第十节，耶稣回答说：“你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。”
God says, "I will give you water that is living."
神说：“我要给你活水。”
A living water is a water that is endless.
活水是永不止息的。
Right? A living water is water that continues to give.
活水是不断涌流的。
A living water is a water that nourishes your life.
活水能够滋养你的生命。
A living water is not a stagnant water.
活水不是死水。
This woman responded to him. Now she's starting to pay attention. This man is speaking strange things.
这个妇人就开始注意到这个人讲奇怪的话。
Why is he talking to me?
他为什么跟我讲话呢?
But she understands living water to be water that sustains and is bountiful.
但她理解活水是可以滋养人的，是很丰富丰盛的。
Jesus is trying to speak to her about life, about eternity.
耶稣试图对她讲生命永生。
But her response was, verse 11,You have nothing to draw water with, and the well is deep. Where do you get the living water?
然而这个妇人的回应是，先生，没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？
Don't laugh at this woman.
不要笑这个妇人。
Don't laugh at her ignorance.
不要笑她的愚昧无知。
Don't laugh at her short-sightedness.
不要笑她的短视。
Because we are all like that.
因为我们也像她。
God gave us His words.
神给了我们他的话。
This is manna from heaven.
这是天上降下来的玛拿。
Food from heaven.
天上降下来的粮食。
That nourishes our soul.
滋养我们的灵魂。
God sent His Son Jesus Christ into this world.
神派他的儿子降世为人。
So that we may know Him.
所以我们可以认识他。
So that we may have a path and a channel to go back to God.
所以我们有这样一条道路，这样一个渠道，能够回到神那里去。
But yet.We only understand God or comprehend God or even want things from God in a very worldly and human level.
然而我们想要神或者想从神那里得到的或者对神的理解是受到人性的局限。
The woman is still only looking at the human realm.
所以这个妇人还是在看人的道路人的需要。
I don't understand what you are saying.
我不知道你讲什么。
I know the things you're saying, but I don't understand how this can work.
我知道你在讲什么，但是我不晓得这件事情要如何成就。
You can't draw water, that's why you're asking me for a drink.
你不能打水，不然你为什么问我要水喝呢？
Where is this living water you're going to get? There's some other water source besides this well?
你从哪里得活水呢？这里只有这口井。
And then she says in verse 20, Are you greater than our father Jacob?
然后他又说二十节，你比我们的祖先雅各还要大吗？
Jacob's name was changed by God to Israel.
雅各的名字其实是神把他从以色列改成雅各。
雅各改成以色列。So Israel is the forefather of all the Jews and all the Samaritans.
所以以色列是犹太人和所有撒玛利亚人的祖先。
No one's greater than this ancestor who even gave us this well.
没有人比我们这位祖宗更大了，他给了我们这口井。
Still looking at the things of the human world.
所以他还是以人的眼光看人的世界。
He gave us the well to drink and drink from it himself, as it did his son and his livestock.But Jesus in verse 13 said to her, Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up for eternal life.
所以妇人说我们祖宗雅各将这井留给我们他自己和儿子并牲畜也都喝这井里的水。耶稣的回答是凡喝这水的还要再渴人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源直涌到永生。因为神爱我们。
He will always reach out to draw us to him.
他总要触及我们，要让我们吸引我们到他的面前。
He knows that we're ignorant.
他知道我们无知。
He knows that we cannot comprehend things of heaven.
他知道我们不能理解天国的事。
He knows that we're so short-sighted.
他知道我们很短视。
He knows that we only focus the attention on our own lives and our own wants.
他知道我们只关注自己的生命、自己的需要。
It is so hard for a man who lives in, or for a person who lives in this world to lift our gaze from our own selves to heaven and to Jesus.
对一个世人来讲，很难把我们的目光从关注自己个人的私事转向天国，看向耶稣。
But again and again, Jesus will speak to you.
但是耶稣一而再、再而三地对你讲话。
And again and again, Jesus wants to open your eyes.
耶稣也再三地想要打开你的眼睛。
Again and again, Jesus wants to make his message clear to you.
耶稣再三地想把他的信息对你清楚地讲明。
Jesus did not laugh at this woman.
耶稣没有笑这个妇人。
Jesus did not despise this woman.
也没有蔑视她。
But Jesus wanted to reach her.
但耶稣想要触及她。
He says to her plainly, "We're not talking about human material sustenance."
他很坦白，很清楚地对他讲明，我们不是在讲人所需要的营养。
Water is absolutely essential to sustain life.
水是我们维系生命的非常重要的。
Without water, life will cease.
没有水就没有生命。
But even this physical water, you drink it, you'll be thirsty again, and you will need more.
但是这个水呢，物质上的这个水呢，你喝了还要再渴。
But this living water I'm speaking of is a water in the spiritual sense that will fulfill your life.And if you have it, you will no longer be in want or thirst again.
但我所谈到的这个活水呢，是属灵的水，你喝了就永远不渴，你永远没有再有别的需要了。
And once you have this water, it will continue to spring and will well up, and it will lead to eternal life.
一旦你有了这个活水，它就会在你里面成为泉源，直涌到永生。
Eternal life is life in God.
永生就是在主里的生命。
Eternal life is an abundant life.
是一个丰盛的生命。
Eternal life is a life that constantly is being nourished and is being filled.
这个永生是一个让我们不断的能够从它得到滋养，不断的能够感受到的一个活泼的生命。
Eternal life is the experience of knowing.That now the God of all creation is the one who protects you and leads you and guides you.
永生也就是在生活中能够体会到那个创造一切的主是在保护我们，在引领我们的神。
Verse 15, the woman said to him, "Oh, I get it."
十五节，妇人说啊，我懂了。
Give me this water.
把这水赐给我。
So that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water.
叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。
She did not understand.
她还是不明白。
She now knows there's a good thing coming.
她知道有一件特别棒的东西。
And it's going to come from this man.
这个人要给她。
But she's still only thinking of herself.
但她还是只考虑到自己。
We're going to wrap up today's portion.
我们很快就要总结一下。
There's so much more in this passage.
但这段经文是如此的丰富。
So there will be part two.
所以我们且听下回分解。
Maybe part three.
可能还有第三集。
This is a woman who is an outcast.
这是一个被社会所遗弃的人。
She had nothing to do with the Jewish religion.
他跟犹太的宗教毫无关系。
From a human perspective, she had nothing to do with Jesus.
从人的角度来说，他跟耶稣没有关系。
From a spiritual sense, she's a Samaritan.
属灵的角度讲，他是撒玛利亚人。
You know, the Samaritans build a temple on this mountain that we'll read about next time.
你们知道，撒玛利亚人在一个山上建了一个礼拜的地方，下一次我们要读到。
That's why the woman says, "You Jews says you worship in Jerusalem where your temple is, but on this mountain is where we worship because they built the temple there."
所以就是下一次他会讲到你们犹太人在耶路撒冷礼拜，但是我们祖宗在这山上礼拜。
They kind of have an understanding of God, but it is an inaccurate understanding of God.
所以他们对神有一种概念，但是是不正确、不准确的概念。
This woman has some religious understanding and knowledge of God and of worship and even of the Messiah.
这个妇人她对神对礼拜甚至对弥赛亚有一定的概念。
This woman, but they're all inaccurate.
但都是不正确的概念。
This woman did not have any thirst or yearning or drive for spiritual matters.
这个妇人对属灵的事情没有任何的饥渴，没有任何的爱慕。
She had five husbands.
她有五个丈夫。
And the man she's with now is not even her husband.
她现在有的并不是她的丈夫。
So she does not care much about even what the Mosaic law, the law that was given by Moses, from God. She doesn't even respect that sanctity of marriage that's from the law.
所以她对摩西传下的律法呢，漠不关心。她甚至也不遵行犹太人的律法。
She lives a life of carnality. She lives in the flesh, in the moment, and she lives for pleasure.
他过着一个很放荡的生活，他活在当下，为了自己的喜悦、喜乐。
She was not looking for Jesus.
他没有在找寻耶稣。
She did not think that she has any needs.
他不觉得自己有什么需要。
Religiously, she has some knowledge, but she doesn't care about those too much.
在宗教上，他有一定的观念，但是他对此并不关心。
Morally speaking, she knows how to assess right and wrong, but she could care less, and she doesn't want to be bound by that.
他也知道道德上什么是对的，什么是错的，但是他也不在乎，无所谓。
But today, in the middle of the day, when she goes out to draw water,
但是今天在午正的时候，当他出去打水的时候，
Jesus, in God's providential planning,
耶稣在神全知全能的计划当中，
in the plan of God to save this woman,
我们甚至可以讲在神要救赎这个妇人的计划中，
Jesus arrived by this well in Sychar.
耶稣来到了这个叙加的井旁。
And this one woman came out.
这个妇人来了。
And all the pieces come together so that this one person can come to know the saving knowledge of Jesus.
所以所有的事情呢，都成就了，为了让这个妇人能够认识主，得到救恩。
She was earthly.
她是属世的。
But Jesus draw her into the heavenly things.
但是耶稣带她进入了属天的国度。
She thought she has an understanding of religion, but now Jesus brought her into the true religion.
她以为她懂得宗教是什么，但耶稣带她进入真正的信仰。
She knew that she was an immoral woman.
她知道自己是个不道德的妇人。
But Jesus gave her the freedom.And forgiveness of her sin.
但是耶稣让他从最终得到了自由，得到了赦免。
Do you know that she is the first person that Jesus spoke to and proclaimed that he is the Messiah?
你知道这个妇人是第一个听到耶稣亲口说自己是弥赛亚。
A Samaritan woman.
一个撒玛利亚妇人。
An outcast.
被社会所遗弃的。
One who is immoral,
一个不道德的人。
But yet Jesus revealed his identity as the Savior from God.
然而，耶稣就对这样一个人揭示了他是从神而来的救主。
It wasn't to the priest in Jerusalem. It wasn't to the Pharisees and the religious leader of the Jewish nation. It was to this man, to this woman.
他并不是对耶路撒冷的宗教领袖法利赛人讲，他是对这一个。撒玛利亚妇人揭示了他是救主。
To those who are here with us this morning,
今天与我们在一起的，
You're not a Christian yet.
如果你还不是基督徒，
But you're here today.
然而今天你与我们在一起，
You have Christian friends or Christian families.
那么你有基督徒朋友或亲人，
You maybe not did not come here to meet Jesus.
也许你来这里不是为了要遇见耶稣。
Oh, but the church is the place of God.
但是教会是属神的地方。
Jesus is here to meet you.
耶稣在这里要遇见你。
He wants to tell you that he loves you.
他想要告诉你他爱你。
He wants to tell you that he knows everything about you.
他要告诉你他对你完全了解。
The darkest, the most hidden things, even from yourself, he knows and he accepts.
你的隐藏的，甚至自己都不愿意承认的最黑暗的角落，他都知道，他也全然接受。
And he has this living water to give to you, so that you will never be thirsty again.
他也有活水要赐给你，让你永远不渴。
How will you respond?
你要如何回应呢？
Will you just ask him for material things?
你只是要向他求属世的物质的东西吗？
Or will you start to see that he is God and that he is able and that you want that living water that leads to eternal life?
或者你可以开始看到他是神，他有活水，你也想要得到那永远的生命。
I hope your response would be yes.
我希望你的回应是好的，是的。
I hope that when you hear the truth and the beauty and the love that God has shown you, that you would respond and say, I am lifting my eyes from myself and from this world, but I can see you.
我希望你能够感受到神的真实，神对你的爱，神的大能，然后你就会愿意把你的眼光从这个世界转眼看向天国，看向耶稣我们的救主。
But for those of us who consider ourselves Christians,
我们在座也有一些基督徒。
Is our understanding of Jesus still just some religious knowledge?
我们对耶稣的了解还是停留在宗教的观念上吗？
I have some idea about God, some idea about the Bible, I have some idea about Jesus.
我对神、对圣经、对耶稣有一定的概念。
I've heard of it, I've seen it.
我听到过，看到过。
But all I care about, like that Samaritan woman, it's still my own life.
然而正像这个撒玛利亚妇人，我所关心的还是我自己属世的生命。
I don't want to give my life to Jesus.
我不想把生命献给耶稣。
Not whole, not completely.
不是全然献上。
I just want him to bless me here and there.
我希望他在这里那里祝福我。
Give me a good job, give me more money.
给我一个好工作，更多的钱。
Give me good health.
健康。
That's about all I need.
这就是我所需要的。
Everything else is mine.
其他都是我的。
But Jesus is saying, what I have for you is more than what you think you need.
然而耶稣对你讲，我所能给你的超过你认为你所需要的。
Sometimes we really just don't know what Jesus has to offer.
有的时候我们真的是不了解耶稣所能给我们的是何等的丰富。
Honestly speaking, even as Christians, sometimes we don't want to go meet Jesus.
坦白说，作为基督徒，有的时候我们都不想遇见耶稣。
But if Jesus loves you, and he does,
但是如果耶稣爱你，他爱你。
He is here to meet you.
他在这里要遇见你。
He is here to speak to you.
他在这里要对你讲话。
Will you listen?
你愿意听吗？
Will you respond?
你愿意回应吗？
And when you have the same chance that this Samaritan woman has,
你跟这个撒玛利亚妇人一样有这个机会。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
Thank you so much for your mercy and your grace and your love.
我们为着你的怜悯、你的恩典和你的爱感谢你。
We do not know you,
我们不认得你。
But you know us,
但你认得我们。
And you want us.
你也要我们。
While we are still sinners and still living in sin, you already show your love for us by sending your son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sins.
当我们还是罪人，还在罪中的时候，你就已经差派你的独生爱子降世为人，并在十字架上为我们受死。
You gave us your word, the Bible.
你给了你的话，你的圣经，你的道。
And you promised your Holy Spirit to us so that your words may become alive and it will feed and nourish our souls.
你也应许我们，你赐下圣灵，让你的话变成活泼的话语，能够滋养我们，能够喂养带领我们的灵魂。
You know our weaknesses and our short-sightedness as human beings.
你知道我们在人性上的软弱，我们的短视。
You know that we wallow in this material world and we cannot escape ourselves.
你知道我们在这个物质的世界里被局限，我们有的时候都不能够逃离。
So over and over again, you speak to us.
一而再，再而三，你对我们讲话。
Because you do not give up on us.
因为你必不 放弃我们。
And when we think that there are obstacles between us and you,
当我们认为在你我之间有障碍，
when we feel that you're so far from us, or that even you're not for that you're not a God for us,
当有的时候我们觉得与你如此的疏远，你不是我们的神。
But you demonstrate yourself as that loving and tender God who is always calling out to us.
然而你就向我们显现，你是那一位慈爱的温柔的神，不断地在呼唤我们。
Sometimes it's not because we want to meet you,
有的时候不是我们想要遇见你，
but it's because you came to meet us,
而是因为你来要遇见我们。
Will you allow us to turn our eyes to you?
请你容许我们，让我们能够转眼注目在你的身上。
Help us to recognize that you are God,
让我们认识到你是神。
And that you love us.
你爱我们。
And that you want to heal us.
你要医治我们。
And that you want to provide for us.
你要为我们供应。
And that you want to protect us.
保护我们。
And that you want to give us that living water.
你要赐给我们活
水。That is going to spring up, and it will well up, and it will lead us into that eternal life.
这活水要不断的涌流，要不断的涌流，直到永生。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢主。
Because it is all because of you.
都是因着你。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.